The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is David Sukletira, chairman of Live Company Group, LVCG, is the ticker. David, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Now, you've released your unaudited half-yearly results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June. What a 6 months it's been. Unbelievable. And we'll dig into that. But I like this, as always, because I know there's lots of new people trying investing for the first time, so they may be listening to the podcast, not have heard of the company. So just for them, David, what is Live Company Group about, please?
Live Company owns a brand called BrickLive, and BrickLive is a company that runs events around the world using bricks. So whether they were exhibitions or whether they're basically touring assets, sets of dinosaurs, sets of elephants, whatever, they're all made of bricks. We in fact own a factory that makes these models as well. We have 100 million bricks in stock, and we basically are a global business in Japan, Korea, China, the USA, Israel, the whole of Europe, South Africa, etc.
Yeah. And of course, these are 6 months ended June, and you know, the scenery is changing all the time. As ever, we're having an update tonight from Boris Johnson. So who knows what he's going to say, but it'll probably contradict what he said previously. But, you know, like I said, this is looking backwards, and it's worth looking forwards, of course. But it's been difficult for you, of course, hasn't it? But I suppose the encouraging thing is you've had one show cancelled and most of them just postponed. Is that the case?
Yes, I mean, if I just do a brief history, first quarter was for us a sparking quarter. It's a million plus on addition to the numbers you would read, because they obviously were events that we'd booked for this year. All of that revenue has been moved to next year. As you rightly said, 23 events were postponed and only one was cancelled. So in simplistic terms, the numbers would have been significantly larger for the first quarter. We came out at the first quarter thinking, wow, this is going to be a great year. Then bang, like in many, many businesses, many, many people, we were shocked from the beginning of April what happened to us. And obviously an events business like ours had no business because we weren't allowed to go anywhere. People weren't allowed to go and see things. And obviously it was a difficult time. And that continued into Q2. And obviously Q3. Coming out of the end of Q3, we've done a huge amount. Since lockdown, we sat down and had a strategy. So what was our strategy and what have we achieved? Well, the first thing is we basically reduced the cost of the company on an annualized basis by £900,000, which is a significant reduction in our management and our overhead. I believe there's a little bit more of that to do, actually. We're constantly looking at where we can save. So a pound saved is a pound made. And that was the first step. Second step, clearly, with no income coming in, we had to find money and cash for the company. I started the process by lending the company £500,000 personally. NatWest supported us with a £250,000 loan. We then carried on. We raised £400,000. In new equity. I converted £200,000 of my loan, and then we changed our main lender because we've been with Riverford, and we terminated the Riverford lending facility by raising money from Close Brothers, who are now our main lender. We raised £1.5 million. That's all been announced in the recent period. So the strategy of building cash, that was obviously one key element. Saving money from cutting overheads, another element. The third thing was to really keep in touch with our partners, which we've managed to do around the world. And right now, as I speak today, we have 11 shows touring, and basically those touring assets are in three different continents. We've signed new contracts into 2021. The most recent one was a contract for Brickosaurs in Israel, taking it through to the end of May. Thereafterwards, it's physically booked till November in Europe, and we're in discussions now for 2022. So basically, we've been building on our existing positions. We had a strategy of looking towards, because our natural end in Europe came to the end of October, obviously when autumn winter sets in. So we have basically created a strategy of going to the sun. Our first deal we did was with South Africa. A show is launching there in December. You might have read that South Africa is ready to open for business again. We are also in Israel. We're also in Florida, in Naples in Florida. We're in discussion now with a Southern Asian country for a show to go there next year. And Australia, who is extremely keen on supporting our product, is we're now talking in a year's time for a winter strategy there. So that was something I'm very proud of. We I'm sure will expand that element. We are looking, I believe we will be short of assets. We were short of assets at the beginning of the year, and I believe with all the interest and postponed shows that we've got for 21, we will need to build more. And we're already looking into two different touring sets of assets that will be launched in the summer of next year.
Yeah. So, you've got to feel now the toughest part of this journey through the pandemic is behind you, isn't it? And, like I said, it won't just start overnight, but slowly it's getting better, isn't it?
Well, the first issue I had was survival was victory.
Yeah.
And any companies that I know did not survive. And obviously, it was very unfortunate that we had to lose people. But it gave us the opportunity to reboot the business and to look at the business in a different way. We've also looked at how do you, as a public company, you've got significant central costs, how do you reduce those? Well, unfortunately, in many cases, you can't. So we've also spent a lot of time looking at a complementary business to add to the business that will bring additional revenues and obviously use the same central costs. So we've been very, very active since day one. And now we're surviving, I guess. We've survived, now we're surviving. Now it's all about growth. And how do we grow this business in 21 and 22 and 23 and beyond? And we have a good business. Every asset that we have is interesting to people to buy or rent. So I feel, yes, today is perhaps not the best day to be talking about life. Our Prime Minister is obviously going to make a statement later. But let's look at his statement. His statement is likely to say that for understandable reasons, they're basically going to close pubs, restaurants at an earlier time. But if you think about where we are, we're in zoos. They shut zoos right in the lockdown. If they shut them again, the zoos won't exist. So I think the economic reality of where we are and what we're doing in life is not quite as is said. So I feel I don't see any negatives for this company going forward. I know the things that we will be releasing. I know the positive news that will be coming out of this company. And frankly, today's results, they're to the end of June, it seems a world away at the end of June, but you know, there were a time when nobody could go out of the house, and I think things are changed and have changed and will change.
Yeah. I think now that they understand the economic impact, and like I said, they're not going to go for a full lockdown. They're going to try and curb the spread, but obviously not damage business and all education. And so I think that's the way forward, definitely. So, I think we're through the worst of it on that. Like I said, with an events business like yourself, you're right at the epicenter there. Like I said, people couldn't go out. They weren't allowed to go out. So, but you survived that. And now, like you say, you've rebooted the business. And that's good. So, let's have, if you could, David, for, as always, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Live Company Group to their watch list, please.
Well, first of all, we're a global business, so we're not just a British business. So, and obviously, as the pandemic has shown, an interesting part, a sidebar to that, is China. China is not going to let people in. China locked people out for maybe 6 months. But they are absolutely going gangbusters on their domestic tourism. And we're in several conversations right now about things that we can do in China in Q1 next year. So the reality is the strength of the business is that we are global. Secondly, We own our own brand. We own our own assets. We're not licensing the BrickLive brand. We own it, right? So we're the owner. Secondly, we build our own stuff. We're the only people who can build dinosaurs of that size. We basically have 100 million bricks. We've got great staff. And I believe that our products are very attractive to people who use them.
Excellent stuff. David, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Bye. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.